fall is here, and with it, a new season of TV. But the fall lineup looks like it may be another drop in the steady ratings decline that network television has seen for years. Broadcast television is facing tough competition from cable and streaming. On-demand video companies are investing more and more in developing their own shows. Netflix, for example, is set to nearly double its catalog of original content. So how are the networks set to compete? Well, NPR TV critic Eric Deggans says they're playing it safe rather than choosing to innovate. Eric, it doesn't sound like that's the good choice. Hi.
Well, you know, as a critic, I would prefer that they actually innovate. But they seem to have decided they're going to play to their strengths. And some of these shows we're going to talk about will show how that's a bad idea.
Okay, let's start with Magnum P.I. from CBS. A hit in the 80s, Tom Selleck's, you know, goofy, freewheeling protagonist solving crimes in Hawaii, duking it out with Majordomo Higgins. He's now over on Blue Bloods with the mustache.
Yes, Selleck is.
Selleck is the mustache that has its own, like, Twitter feed and everything. But how, what about this new Magnum PI?
Well, you know, there's superficial updates to it, right? The new Magnum PI is played by Jay Hernandez, who is Latino. And the Majordomo Higgins is played by a British woman now. And, you know, it's an awkward kind of thing. You know, the reason the original show worked is because Tom Selleck had so much charm. Jay Hernandez is not in that league, at least not yet. Mm. And so I sort of feel like the show is one of those empty reboots that we've seen CBS do a lot of. They did a MacGyver reboot. They did a SWAT reboot. It feels very much like a decision that was made in a corporate boardroom. You know, hey, we own this thing and, you know, we can retool it for 2018 without any sense of a creative reason why we should return to this character and update him.
Okay, well, there you go. Fox is the cool kids. This is about a group of retirees. They throw ragers and make trouble in a retirement home. You know, a lot of people know someone in a retirement home, and co-creator Charlie Day, he says he based the pilot on his own experience working in a similar facility. Sometimes storylines like that, backstories like that, you know, really can pump a show up, but, you know, does it work?
Yeah, is it funny is the question. No, it's not funny, at least not yet. So this show feels like it was written by people who are not that age. It feels like it was written by somebody who worked as a worker in one of these places, because it these characters are sort of empty stereotypes. You have the blowhard leader who's played by David Alan Greer. You have this sort of hippy-dippy aging boomer who's played by Martin Mull. And then another character played by Les Jordan, who's a gay man who you get the sense he's been closeted through a lot of his life, but now he's out. And they get disrupted when a woman tries to join their group by sitting at their table at dinner, played by Vicki Lawrence. And I think we actually have a clip of that. Let's check it out.
Mm-hmm. Look, lady, I don't know who you are, but you can't sit there.
Why not? Who are you guys? The cool kids?
Damn straight we are.
Really? Him?
Vicki Lawrence from The Carol Burnett Show. Oh, come on. She deserve better?
Well, they all deserve better. These are all great performers, and they're playing empty stereotypes of older people. Mm-hmm. I think this show suffers from the fact that the people who are writing it and producing it are mostly 20 or 30 years younger than the characters that they're portraying.
Quickly, The Neighborhood from CBS, about a white family that moves into a black neighborhood in Los Angeles. Pretty clear from the beginning they're not welcome. Here's one of the neighbors talking to the family.
There aren't a lot of other people like you around here.
I'm sorry, are you saying it's going to be a problem that we live here?
No, all the science says it's good for people to live in diverse communities.
We couldn't agree more.
Too bad, my dad hates science.
Jim, if that's how he feels, we shouldn't go.
No, you gotta come or you'll seem racist. Is that the original hardware on this door?
Okay, so it's a reverse storyline. Okay.
So, you know, CBS has it had a historic problem with diversity. You know, it's a big thing for them that they have a show that has so many black characters in it. But to have this show be about a well-meaning white family moving into a black neighborhood and it's the black people who are racist to them, it's just, you know, like, we wanted diversity, but do you have to make the black characters racist?
Right off the bat.
Exactly.
Meanwhile, you know, these are shows that you say just aren't happening for you. But I just want to make sure you've recommended the one that is. The CW's All-American?
Sure. So now this is a show that's actually based on the real life experience of an NFL player, Spencer Paisinger, who's played for like the Giants and the Panthers. And the character is played by this really charismatic young actor, Daniel Ezra. And he's actually a British actor, but you would never know it. He seems very authentic playing a young man from Compton in Los Angeles who winds up playing at Beverly Hills High School. And there's a reason he's there that he doesn't even know about that I won't blow because it's a big reveal from the pilot. But it's an interesting show. It's not amazingly great, but it is promising. And it is trying to have the dialogue about race and class that a show like The Neighborhood actually should be having, but doesn't have. This show, at the very least, is trying to talk about differences in race and class in a way that's a little bit more substantive.
Okay, so something to look for there. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thank you.
Thank you.